Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Mathematics Simplified, a small little book by William Hill, published in 2001, and it's a book which is support some learning aids that he developed, which are simple square metric or digital blocks. There's 100 units, 10 tens, a hundreds blocks, which is a flat block of 1 by 10 by 10, and then there's a cube, and there's so much that you can do with it. And looking at it, it's, if you look at the thread of mathematics, development of mathematics, it's sort of a very linear thread from the previous viewers, previous workers, going through your understanding and further forward. This is a cross thread, if you imagine the thread of history of mathematics. This is a cross thread, stretching in around 1920, 1930, giving us a window into this world of teaching mathematics in Australia, but opening up a whole lot of other questions to just observe works. This is not a great work of new novel mathematics. It's to do with the teaching of maths within the scope of the technology and aspirations and the world at the time. And obviously, translated to now, we've got much more technology and different aspirations. But some things are very much the same. Some of the strategies developed are quite good, and they haven't actually been transported across. Now, it's as you say in any one year, 2018, the pool of things we do is a large amount translated from 2017, with a small amount of innovation on the edges. And so it is quite likely that without research back, that some of these ideas are probably quite worthwhile, and they're not there because they're not worthwhile. They're just not there because the process has eliminated them. So this is very much like gaining mineral resources. You have to refine it and go back into it. Very much like the role of a professional research scientist who goes back and researches everything and does a full literature analysis and goes back to make sure that they've checked anything. Sort of almost semi-super scholastic view. So scholastics, where you go back and check all the texts and cross-references and do things in detail before you launch out on rationality. And it's not that these things aren't done by actual people in the field, but necessarily it's done in a much shorter time frame. Oh God, there's all these birds coming around. Oh God, leave me alone. I'm thinking that people don't spend as much time reading back into texts, and they don't spend as much time thinking. The rationality and the reading is on a much smaller scale. It's done, but the scale is different. So very much like people injuring themselves at home, they will experiment, say, sticking plaster or vinegar or whatever they can find. But it's a very much different thing when a medical research team comes into it. They'll eventually do large-scale peer-reviewed studies, going much deeper with much more information. And so this is very much what we're looking at here in terms of trying to think our way forward on a much grander scale. Even though this is a very minor scale thing, it's a cross thread. It's a general idea that it's cutting across different means and markets and stuff like that. It's sort of like a picture. So it's sort of like, if you can say, there's a whole keep a series of buses going across a desert plain and to the future, and each sort of bearing of each other, and you're looking each in your own bus. You're very concerned about where you're going immediately in front and where you've immediately been, and the bus is either side of you, and it's all going forward. There's a lot of noise. This is more like a angel or a drone looking over the top across it, and this is addressing the teacher who's wanting to teach the smallest infant to at high school, as it says. For primary, technical, and high schools, it's looking at all these different aspects, you know, which you normally wouldn't get in a simple textbook. So it's a very interesting aspect of it. Right up to page 119, we've just done logarithms, which you have to understand is the way there was no calculators. People had logarithmic tables and slide rules is how things were done. Some people went to the moon based on slide rules. There was no computers in the 1960s. Yeah, there were computers were very, very primitive through the 60s. There was just not the ones there. They weren't as pervasive and easy to use. This is hard to believe that when we project our world back to the 1960s and beyond, we don't understand that this is a pre-computer world. So this area here is called menstruation, which means measuring things. And 8.2 is length. In measuring a 10 stick with 10 unit cubes for the purpose of exchange, the child in the infant classes obtains a practical idea of the measurement of length. A 10 stick may be used to measure the length of a desk. A foot rule, too, is used in measuring the length of a table, desk, and floor. An exercise brimful of interest in measuring of the heights of children in feet and inches. The heights may be measured as well as with 10 sticks and centimeter cube lengths. Is that not a beautiful thing to do? So it's collecting data. Now, it's this temptation to collect a lot of data. I do things like measuring heights and recording them. Just, I tell me your height and just have the table. And I look at it and I just measure the heights of the class. Move across, a beautiful thing. Or I have a thing where I've actually purchased, for an $80 cheap, a photocopy. And I get them to photocopy their hands and project a data class where they're numbered. They don't know who, a double blind test. They measure the hand lengths by a particular method. Compare the results and then do hand width versus height versus gender to get two groups there. Just to pull out data. Okay. Area. When the child has built his multiplication division tables with the cubes arranged so the top surface is formed a rectangle, he's attained a working knowledge of measured surface. It's as easy step for the child to grasp this concrete illustration that this is a measurement of surface that involves a number of rows and real imagined squares. Finding the surface of a rectangle involves merely the application of facts of the multiplication table, and to find the side of a rectangle involves the application of division tables. As soon as the child begins to place 10 sticks together and sees the arrangement is in rows, e.g. 40 is about 4 rows of 10 in each row, and so on. From these illustrations, the child discovers the principle of finding the area of a rectangle, namely units of length times units of breadth equals units of areas. Now, I just really concentrate in my head to see how, I'm just sort of problem solving ahead, to see that, these are obviously displaced now by digital things, how we can integrate digital technology and these blocks and the marketing of them. This is more high purchase bespoke thing. There's just a whole range of business opportunities I see for this. Problem, how many yards of carpet 4 feet in width will be required to cover a 12 foot by 16 foot? Solution, represent 1 foot length with the edge of 1 cube set a rectangular form of 12 rows, each 10 sticks. Divide the whole rectangle into three smaller rectangles, each containing four rows, 10 and 1, 6 ones. Three rectangles represent three strips of carpets, 4 feet wide as required for the room. These are arranged lengthwise to form one long rectangle of 18 rows of cube sticks, blah, 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 18 feet or 10 yards in length. What I was going to say is that, I don't know if you can remember, there used to be these carpet rectangles you used to buy, and you just buy them, put them up, squares, put them down. The problem on double area. The floor of a room is 12 feet square. It's just covered with carpet, allowing a 1 foot border to roll around the room. What would it cost to stain the border at 1.5 D, whatever it is, per square foot? I don't know what D is. D is some sort of unit of money. Dimes, D, I don't know what that means. Solution, set out 100 blocks, and, 4 10 sticks and 4 1 cubes to represent the floor, as per given. So you've got the floor and the border, the carpet. See, this is the old idea. I don't know if people, this wall, back in the 30s, there was no such thing as wall-to-wall carpet. That's pretty amazing. Each cube face representing a square foot. The border is allowed 1 foot wide on each side at each end. The length of the carpet is less than the length of the room, the difference in the length being twice the border width. The width of the carpet is less than the width of the room, the border width being the difference. Hence, the carpet is 10 feet wide and 10 feet long, 10 rows of 10 by 10 feet per square feet. To make clear that the area of the border and the block representing a 10 by 10 is removed from the illustration, leaving the border only. It's known the area of the floor is 144 square feet, and the area of the carpet is 100 feet. The carpet removed is a remainder of 44 square feet. This may be checked by rearranging the sticks and cubes from 4s and 10s and 144 altogether. It's easy to calculate that this costs 5 and 6, whatever that means. I don't understand it. There is a concrete illustration in the work may pass directly into dynamic abstract working. Other methods for calculating the area of the border may be used in the same illustration. And this is the entire thing with screens. I always do is I have, when I have people on screens, they must always write down the URL and the time that they're looking at it. A basic notes keeper, a log notes, and this is what, just from what I do in a lab. You've got a spectrometer, you write down the time, the date, the spectrometer, what the settings are, and you take it along. And so this is, it really requires a sort of a step back. I think people go into teaching digitally without thought, you know, without really thought. They get on the computer, have bad habits, and then the next people have bad habits. And this sort of goes forward in terms of taking notes. Essentially, this is how I've automated things. Basically, we've got the computer to take notes on how it's set up. And so it just is a basic setup. I say the next podcast comes in, same as the old, increment it and write a comment and then publish it. Because it's been taking notes all the time on the steps to do. Okay, 86 perimeters of squares and rectangles. Equally, the sides of the square and rectangle will be illustrated with counters. Perimeters of squares and rectangles can be obtained by counting or simple calculation. This serves to illustrate the problem of fencing. In my head, I'm just really, really trying to think about how this is arranged. Areas of walls of rooms with 100 blocks built walls representing 10 square feet and 10 feet high. One face of the block represents the wall of the room. Open the box out and make a rectangle of 4 blocks length and 1 block height. The whole of the length is 40 cube edges and breadth of 40 cube edges. The area of rectangle is 10 rows of 10 cube faces and 400 represents 400 square feet. The same illustration can be used to demonstrate the method of solving problems and dealing with paper. papering of walls in the room. I can't tell you, one of the things I do have is I have a little robotic trolley which I bring in, wheels, because it's always, oh, sorry, can't give you a data projector. No, not for you, no data projector. So what I've done is I've got my own audio system and data projection system coming in and a trolley, and in the trolley is technology, and in the technology is a laser rangefinder, so you can get the length of a room pretty quickly that way. For instance, suppose that 20 feet less of paper would be required to account for the windows and doors, and the paper is 2 feet wide and 30 rolls, 30 yards, 5 per roll. I love that. You know, it's the cost. It's building in the cost for it. You know, it's such a brilliant idea. So I've sort of really think of significant. There's so much to write down as a checklist opposed to the I've been tested checklist. The four walls, each 10 feet in length, are swung out as if we're on hinges, so the rectangle is formed 40 feet by 100 feet. The length of each strip of paper would be 100, etc. Most children can recognise at a glance that 20 such measures are required to cover the whole rectangle of 40 feet, but 10 feet representing them. 20 such strips are measured 200 feet in length. But 20 feet is not required to account for the windows and doors, so the length of paper required is 180 feet. Volume. It is clearly shown by building cuboids with small cubes, 8-cube group made by 2 by 2 by 2. The rest of the work is but an extension of this easy work. In building up hundreds, so what is it? He says, solidity and capacity. I love those two words, aren't they so great? The rest of the work is but an extension of the easy work. In building up the hundreds, and the child can see how the volume can be calculated. He's learnt the size of a 10 stick by the measurement of length, and the size of 100 blocks by measurement of rows, and size of thousands by measurement. Now the thing is that very bright, what's happening now is that the bright kids can get it. The kids who aren't paying attention, you know, there may be things happening in their life. This education is not pervasive. It's sort of sporadic and less controlled. And so you find in your class, when you're testing it, not everyone picks this up. And it's hard to say, because what happens is that you just note the kids who don't know the various things. You come back with an exercise for them, but eventually you might find very far that there is a step going forward that people don't know. And this is the idea of this connected problem. Surface of solids may be attained by calculating the surface of a cube, stick, block, conducted cubes, e. A stick has a surface of 4 times 10 plus 2 cube faces. 42 cube faces. Stacks of cubes may be built to represent the shape of boxes. The surface of those can be found by calculation and counting the cube faces representing these areas. Very interesting point. I'm just mentally trying to work out how you construct modern blocks. So there's blocks you want to have the RF tag in every single block. So what would happen is that the end, so if you just go around and sweep up some block, someone has a block, and it will say, you can put it on your RF reader and it says block kit number 8. That goes in block kit number 8. This is one of the things. You also want one of those tags such that you can find not the individual blocks, but you can find sticks and flats with your mobile phone. All these basic things that we can just build in for it. Okay. Part 5, page 123, page 18 minutes in, algebra. Algebra is where, rather than actually counting, you put a counter for the counting. You count with, it's a sort of a second level maths. Good on you, Descartes. I really like you and the Arabs. So algebra is the name of a block, I think. Something like that. There should be no difficulty in interesting the child at once in the process of algebra. So I could, I remember very early on being grade three. To my kids, and I said, looked at my dad's computer printouts, and I can tell you that X equals 36, because I had no idea what X was and stuff like that. And And then everyone said, all spread out throughout the school, X, everyone, it's 36. And then I told my dad, he laughed. It's advisable to explain to a child it's a kind of lazy way of doing arithmetic. To give them a clear idea, algebra concept at commencement is made for a simple known fact. The table may be measured with a foot rule, and the result be written on a blackboard 4 foot. It implies that he knows the correct because he did the measuring himself. Then the teacher takes a 10 stick and explains that he has an imaginary small measure, proceeds to measure the stick more rapidly than the child can count. He asks, how many times does the measure use? The child replies, he doesn't know because his measuring was done too quickly. Teacher adds that he himself didn't count the either. So by calling the number A, he saved the trouble of measuring in game. A unit of length, B units of length, A plus B equals that. That is, the letter and the alphabet and the sign may be used to represent the known quantity. This is interesting because there are obviously multiple ways of answering it and of approaching it and for different people. And I do think I've got the maths up to handle that a bit later on. As you'll see, this will be all put into an app, and I just will go up and see for some reason the app pointing to the, I'll see if the app works. It's going to be interesting if it does. The child is told that the algebraic way of doing the work, the arithmetic, the measures used to finding the length in the table were known and written as 4 foot. But algebra, it's not necessary to know the exact number, but the length is written as A and measures in A units. Two sticks are placed end to end and the child can see the length is 2A. Similar exercise, 3 to 5, 4 sticks. The working concrete abstract proceeds together. The child is told, think of 3A and add 4A and take away 2A. And he checks the answers, the sticks he finds as 5A is correct. The length of the cube is shown as B units. A similar exercise, so A and B are added together. 3A plus B is 3 sticks plus 2. Many other illustrations are given, and the free medium for a specific instance. A practice is found the child is not concerned with the fact that there happens to be a definite ratio between the length of the cube and the 10 sticks. These counters are used only as a mean to an end, and maybe explain the processes of 4 rules. Then again, really, I suppose with the other thing is that back then you've got to remember there's no printing. You can't print out worksheets for these guys. Addition and subtraction. Solve A plus 4B plus 3 plus 5B plus 2 plus 6B plus minus 4 plus AB. Solution. The addition work is done first. Okay. They've got a way of doing it. And it leads to 2A plus 6B all up. Okay, I can sort of see how that's done. You could go through it. It's something not really worth listening to. It's not necessary to adhere to stick and cube lengths. The cubes may be arranged in groups to represent values of algebraic symbols. This is where I really, really think I've just got to really think how it's done. I'm just seeing how you can actually create a unit stick of 3 or a unit stick of 4, how you do it. The varying values of letters may be shown at first representing numbers of units in length and may be taking the edge of a small cube. Is made equal to 6 at 1 times 7 and so on. So when A equals 6 and 2A equals 3A, when A equals 4, 2A equals 8, so far. Products and quotients are concretely demonstrated as the construction of multiplication division tables by means of it. A squared is the area, B squared is the area. AB is units of area of the surface at the top of the stick. A plus B is the length represented by the length of a 1 stick and a cube. So a stick is 10 of these cubes together normally. A plus 2B by 1 stick plus 2 cubes, etc. The problem. Show that A plus B squared equals A squared plus 2AB plus B. Solution. Construct a square with one side being the length of one stick and one cube, A plus B units of length, and complete one square requires two sticks, one of each of the two adjacent sides, and one cube. Exists in algebra, the area of a square is A squared plus 2AB plus B squared unit area. And I sort of remember doing this at home and also at school to show it. Similarly, A plus 2B is demonstrated with a square on the side and length, which is one stick and two cubes length. This requires one block and four sticks, two on each side and four cubes to fill in. 2a squared plus b squared is represented by a square on the side, etc. Completed to go across, and it gets it across. And the answer to 2a plus 3b all squared is 4a squared plus 12ab plus 9b squared. And you can sort of really see it if you play it with these blocks. I'm just trying to think of a practical way of getting this to work. Factoring of algebraic expressions can be concretely demonstrated. Multiplication and factoring are taught together. The illustration 3.31 is used for demonstrating A plus 2B all squared is used to illustrate. The factoring of the expression A squared plus 4AB plus 4b squared, so that's... Okay, so... I'm just trying to work out how that goes. The block of four sticks and four cubes is set out so the top surface represents the expression a squared plus 4ab plus 4b. They are rearranged to form a rectangle. In this case, a square, a plus 2b all squared. The length and breadth of the rectangle forms the factored expression 2a plus 2b. I'm just a bit uncomfortable with this because it doesn't allow you other factoring. Other exercises are given to illustrate the principle. Oh yeah, I can sort of see this because... Yeah, I can sort of see how this is done. Other exercises are given to illustrate the principle. So it doesn't necessarily have to be square. It can be actually different. Oh, here we've got one. A squared plus 3ab plus 2b squared. So he's got 2b squared. Oh, yes. This is showing how it's done. It's quite a beautiful way to see this. The length of the edge of one stick plus the edges of two cubes, i.e. a plus 2b. The breadth is the edge of one stick plus the edge of one cube, a plus b. Now, if I can say, I'll approach the library to see if they can actually scan this and put it up. Therefore, the factors are A plus 2B plus B. And the pictures are beautiful to see. I don't know whether I'll may scan one of those pages. See if I can scan this page and put it up. Close analysis to the illustration supplies and principles involved in factoring, i.e. the length and breadth of a rectangle representing the expression are factors of the expression. When this is grasped, the principle may be applied in arithmetic work for rapid multiplication. The reading off of products at a glance is found almost useful in speeding up the peak periods such work as telling timber measurements of running feet. This can be done as follows. Rapid multiplication. Okay, so this is important to know that I think we came from timber mills. This is pretty interesting. Yeah, I think we set up a our family had set up a timber mill in Tasmania. Shock horror. Rapid multiplication from the illustration of figure 32, the product of 11 times 12 is obtained
10 plus 1 to 10 plus 2. Considering hundreds and tens and units one separately, calculation is made rapidly. The 2 and 1 units are multiplied, making product 2. There are only 10 in each number used. The units are added to supply the numbers of tens, so 2 plus 3 is 3. Tens by 10 make 100. So the total is 100, 3 tens and 2 units, i.e. 132. The other products may be illustrated in the same principle.
So I've just taken a break and I'll have to return. It's rather an interesting break when I will talk to you about it. But this section is called rapid multiplication. And it's a form of rapid multiplication. It's basically how you can multiply 23 by 42. And remember that 23 is 20 plus 3 into 40 plus 2, so the 20 and 40 go together to make it 800. The 3 and the 3 and 40 go to make 120, and the 2 and the I really can't remember going through, but you just cross multiply and you just go up and just add up numbers. So this is a cross product method. It's also shown that the factors of a squared minus b squared are a minus b to a plus b, represented by the length of blocks. Now I should say where I've just broke off, I was broke off to spend half an hour playing maths games in my son's classroom and to see basically how it's done. So the kids select their own maths games, and the games are complicated, and the actual maths calculations are actually part of the game. So this is sort of another step forward rather than just simple demonstration. The actual game goes across. So we had a card game where there was adding up over and over, all adding up many, many times to work out who won. It was a really good one. Okay, so, and this is interesting. I've just checked up how this overall maths manufacturing is now a global corporation called Teachers First Choice. I've just got on the internet. And there's a method to, another method to put these ideas together. Okay, 93, completing the square. Exercises in substituting X and Y, etc., and applying these letters to in place of A and B enable the children to detach their meaning from a specific situation. Okay, that's interesting. A and B are specific situation, X and Y are generalization. That's good. Then the exercises for completing the squares may be given with the counters in order to evolve a formula for solution. One block, 4 sticks and 4 cubes. We set out x squared plus 4xy plus 4y squared. It's seen that half the sticks are placed on one side, the other half on the adjacent side, leaving a small square to be completed at the corner. 4 cube faces are required to complete the square. If a one block and 4 sticks and 2 cubes are set out to represent x squared plus 4xy plus 2y squared, these cannot be arranged to complete the square. 2 sticks are placed side by side of the block, 2 on the other side, leaving a place for 4 cubes to complete the square. As were only 2 cube faces included in the group, 2 more would be required to complete the square. Hence, if 2y squared were added, it would make the expression completely square. I don't understand why you want to complete the square. It can be completely demonstrated that 7y squared should be added to 6xy plus 2y. What is it? I don't remember. You've got to have factors that can add up to 2. So it's 6... I've just got to really work that out. They're saying that you have to add 7y squared to this one to make it 6xy, or that's, well, it's various alternatives. That's 3 times 2, or you could have, 3y squared and 3y squared. To get that one out, so that would be x plus 3y into x plus 3y would be one way of doing it, or it could be you could actually add to that a 6y squared. I don't understand why this is. So the formula is, what do you have to do to complete the square of x squared plus 6xy plus 2y squared? What do you need to add to it? The top surface of one block, 6 sticks, 2 cubes, represent the expression x squared plus 6xy plus y squared. 3 sticks are placed on one side of the block and 3 on the other side, leaving a square corner 3 row by 3 rows to be filled. Right, so that's right. Or you can put 2 and 4, making 8 to be filled. I don't quite understand why that is. Or 5 and 1 would be 3 to be filled. 5 and 1. So, but it's got to be square. Is that what it's after? It's got to be... as there are only 2 cube faces included, 7 more y squares would be required to complete the square. Hence, it can be deduced to find these necessary coefficients of y squared to complete the square is required... something on 2 squared equals 9. This can be shown to true in all cases where the coefficient x is unity. Applying the rule for the addition of necessary to complete the square is... I don't complete the square. It's deep in my memory banks, but I cannot remember why you'd want to complete the square. 94. Hence the equation ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0 has become unity, and a is the coefficient of x squared, b is the coefficient of x or xy, and c is the coefficient of y squared. Dividing both sides by the equation of a, you get this. To complete this square coefficient, a and b is halved, and squared to b squared on 4a squared. Oh, this is giving you basically the roots of a particular equation. The roots of a particular equation is... this is the factorization of a particular equation to give you the following thing of completing the square. Oh, so this is an interesting way to get it. So if you remember the solutions of quadratic equation was a as x into... If you can do it, it's x plus or minus these things. The roots of an equation, the square or the roots of an equation, is given by the square root or minus b plus or minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac on 2a. This is showing how you actually derive it. So that's what completing the square is. Completing the square is finding the roots of it. And he's generalized in this book eventually to get to the roots of an equation of arbitrary trajan ax squared plus bx plus c. The roots of that will have solutions of x that equals 0 are minus b plus minus the square root of b squared minus 4ac on 2a. Okay, algebraic truths may be correctly demonstrated as follows. With this thing, so AB equals BA, or A minus B into C minus D is AC minus BC minus AD plus BD. Any values A, B, C, D can be taken, but for the purposes of the illustration, A equals 6, B equals 4, C equals 5, and D. And now we'll go through all the algebraic truths. And so for that you can show... He's showing quite a lot here. It's quite a lot of work through here. That's an interesting thing that's come out. I don't know whether people want to know that. It's just really interesting. So, Let's go. He's got here show that A plus B times C is AC plus BC. So that's very easy to show with blocks. It's really interesting that students have to get up there. Maths seems to be one of the more complicated things to get up. 6, which is A minus B to C minus B, into C minus B, AC minus B, C minus AD plus BD. But A equals 6, B equals 4, C equals 5, D equals 3. Let's construct a rectangle composed of rows of C cube faces and 6 rows of 5 and 6. Yeah, it's showing this. I'll just read through the last paragraph. The division of any one of the factors in the above products may be demonstrated from the same examples of the inverse multiplication process. Given the area of one side of a rectangle, it's required to find the opposite adjacent side. This is to demonstrate the multiplication, the factorization of A minus B into C minus D. And, yes, I'm just trying to think how that's done. Yeah, I just would put two groups of blocks on top of each other. Yeah, I just find that really, I'm just really trying to think of that. Yeah, I just really, really think there's a much easier way to visualize that directly without any of this thinking. Just my salutations to this poor person from 1930. 96 volume. Let the length of the block of the 10 stick equal the units of length of the cubage be units of length. The volume represented by 1,000 cube would be that contained by A units of length and by A of breadth and A units of depth, i.e. A cubed. If one block of A units of length and A units of breadth and B units of depth, then A times B units of volume. One stick is A units of length, B is the breadth of units, B depth of units, then AB squared units of volume. So show all these different volume units. Now they have a problem, so they're showing the different volume units. Show that A plus B cubed is A cubed plus 3AB plus 3AB squared plus B cubed. Solution. A plus B may be represented by a cube with one side equal to the length of A plus B units of the length, and construct this cube. So if, as you construct it, it contains one large block of A units, three blocks of A times B units in volumes, three blocks of A plus B units of volume, one small cube of volume B squared. Unfortunately, oh yes, I can see it there. It's beautifully demonstrated. Look, I might scan this. It's absolutely beautiful demonstration of cubic stuff. Oh, gee, that's a lovely, lovely demonstration. It's just so nice. Oh, that's the best demonstration I've seen forever. Problems show that A minus B cubed is A cubed minus 3AB squared plus 3AB squared minus B squared. Solution. Let the units of equal length to 10 stick it and 1 cube together. Let B
units of length equal the small cubage. A cubed is then represented by the volume of a cube. A volume of the cube is completed by one large cube, three blocks, and 3 6. And a small cube of similar construction at the top. Let A and B represent the volume of the block. And I'll just read through it. Look, I think what I'll do is just put a scan of that. Now, A cubed is the volume equals the cube of edge of one stick and one cube together. This constructed with one large cube of three blocks, 3 sticks and one cube. And B cubed units of volume, three times one stick. The combined group of one large cube, three blocks, 6 sticks, 4 cubes, withdraw 3a squared b units from volume, i.e. 3 times 1 block and 1 sticks and 1 cube, the total of 3 blocks, 6 sticks and 3 cubes. The remainder is a large and small cube. Finally, withdraw b cubed units from the volume, i.e. the small cube. The remainder of a minus b cubed is represented by the large cube. Hence, this is true. By taking the length of 1 stick plus 1 small cube, and B as the length of 1 small cube, the fact is the following may be completely demonstrated. The A plus B, A cubed plus B cubed is A plus B into A squared minus AB squared. Well, I didn't actually know this one. The A cubed plus B cubed is A plus B into A squared minus AB plus B squared, and A cubed minus B cubed is A minus B into A plus B A squared plus A plus B squared. That's again something I didn't know. I knew what A plus B all squared. So A squared plus B squared. I knew what how to factorise A squared minus B squared, how to factorise that. But I didn't know how to factorise A cubed plus B cubed or break it down, or A cubed minus B cubed. I didn't know those. I would never use them normally in maths, but it's interesting to know that. And 97, the sum of natural numbers. Set out 6 cubes pressed together closely into a straight line. On this, build a tier of cubes up to like that. And then, so it's a ladder of 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stack concrete represents the sum of natural numbers to 6. To obtain a formula to find the sum of these numbers, it's necessary to rearrange the cubes. The top cube is added to the lowest tier, making it 7 in all. And two, as you go down through, you realise that that's 21. As you add it together. So you take the top cube and put it down to the 6, and that makes 7. The second of 2, you make another 7. The second of 3 and 4 makes 7. So that's 3 times 7 is 21. So the sum of natural numbers equals n on 2 to the n plus 1 is the way of you can sum natural numbers together. So that's a natural numbers sum. So that's showing that rule. Arithmetic progression, so that's a worthwhile thing. 97, arithmetic progression. Find the sum of even numbers from 4 to 10. Solutions, set out 2 tiers of 10, 8, 6 and 4. And it's at 4 and 10, 8 and 6. I just adding across. Place the top and the lowest together, make 14 or the two next are added to make 14. This gives 2 tiers, exactly half the number, the first arrangement. The sum is 4 on 2 in 2. So you started off with 4, it's reduced. 10 plus 4 is 28. Letting A equals the first term and term. 1 is the last term and N is the number of terms. The formula is N on 2, A plus 1. I just think that's arithmetic progression. So the sum of natural numbers is arithmetic progression. So it's a generalization of
then sum of natural numbers. A geometric progression is set out by groups of 1, 3, 9, 7 cubes, with the first 1 cube and the first term 1 cube and 3 as a common ratio. The groups are arranged as followed: 1 cube apart, 3 cubes in a straight line, 9 cubes to form this a square with the top of the surface, and 27 cubes will form a cube with the edge of 3 cube lengths. If 1 cube is withdrawn from a large cube containing 27, the small cubes will be found to be twice the total of the other groups. So that's 27 minus 1 equals 2 into 9 plus 3 plus 1 is 26. Hence, 1 plus 3 plus 9 equals 27 minus 1 on 2 equals 3 squared minus 1 on 2. Similarly, groups 1, 4, 16 to 64 are shown as a single cube. A line of 4, a square of 16, a cube of 64 small cubes. If one cube is withdrawn from a large cube of 64 small cubes, the remainder is equal to 3 times the total of the other 3 groups, i.e., this is pretty amazing. Mentally, that's a bit much for me. 64 minus 3 equals 3 into 1 plus 4 plus 16 is 63. Okay. Hence, 1 plus 4 plus 16 equals 64 minus 1 on 3 equals 4 cubed on 3 equals 21. Similarly, it's shown that 1 plus 5 plus 25 is 25 minus 1 is 5 to 3 minus 1 on 4 equals 31. It's noticed that there's a different relationship in each case. The denominator is found to be less than the common ratio, while the power of the ratio is equal to the number of terms. Other examples may be worked out to show the rule holds in all cases. Hence, the geometric progression is a into r to the n minus 1 on r minus 1, where the first term and the r are common ratios, and where a is the first term and r is a common ratio. This is the ratio to at the end. My mental thing going through this is that I've just learnt that formula. I haven't really thought about the formula coming across. Annuities. We'll probably finish here. Annuities. The above illustration makes clear the principle involves a problem based on annuities. From the first annuity of £100 in 16 years, allow the compound interest at 6% per annum. Given log 1.06 equals 0.235, then the log of 2.54 equals 6% of the year is like that. I don't understand why we've got the second log. The second log is log of 2.54. Okay. Then the amount of £10 equals 10 to the 6, 1.06 to the 16. Oh, so that's 1.06 times 16 minus 1. So I'll read the formula for you. £100 into 10 to the 16 on 16, 10 to the 1.06 to the 16 minus 1 on 0.06. So it's 0.6 is the difference percentage of going ahead. And, putting in this, put the logs and put in the log of the values and find out that the amount is that's why he's giving you what the log of 2.54 is. Yes, it's rather complicated. I think we would just run into a formula at this point in time.
Okay, thanks a lot. We've got up to page 241. And see how many pages. Oh, well, I'll just do the sum of squares and I'll finish off this book and have a think of it. Sum of squares of natural numbers. Let's 6 groups of 9 cubes each. Arrange each group so the top surfaces form a square with the edge of 3 cube edges. On each square group, place a group of 4 cubes also arranged in the form of a square of cube edges. Okay, so it's 6 times 1 squared plus 2 squared plus 3 squared equals 3 times 4 times 7. Why do this 7? Hence, the sum of squares is n into n plus 1 into 2n plus 1 on 6. So, the sum of squares of natural numbers. This one has three. This is sum of 3 squares or sum of 2 squares. Sum of squares of n natural numbers. Okay, so this is the sum of squares of numbers is follows a cubic eventually. Is sum of squares comes out. So this is another weird piece of maths I've got to remember. So somehow these people before computers and graphs had to actually physically work it out with blocks. To work it out. So this is sum of squares. This is a beautiful way of teaching it. Sum of squares is numbers. 1 squared plus 2 squared plus 3 squared. So on. Equals plus 4 squared plus 5 squared plus 6 squared. Goes off. And eventually it approaches, just roughly. Eventually the sum of squares equals a third n cubed. Just looking at it roughly. But the full answer is n into n plus 1 into 2n plus 1 on 6. And it's just by discovery. So I don't know how you do that by full on maths. Also let S equals the sum of numbers. So we can apply to the sum of series of 1 squared plus 2 squared plus 3 squared plus 4 squared. The total is obtained and the work may be checked by solving it concrete with the first illustration. God, I'm just really running out of juice here. I'll just do this last thing. The sum of cubes of natural numbers, is, they have a way of doing it, setting up 27 cubes, a cube of 27, 8 to 64. So 1 cubed plus 2 cubed plus 3 cubed, hence there's going to be a formula here. So S cubed equals n the sum of numbers which are cubed. So this is interesting that they put the sum of a cubed number. This is really a bit confusing. Sum of a cubed number is n into n plus 1 on 2 all squared. That's just one of these weird, weird facts. I don't know why you want to sum, get a geometric progression of cubes, but to try and understand what's going on. I suppose it would be something in biology. The last section is geometry, and that will be, leave it off separately, and that's geometry and calculus. Oh my good father. I think that I just have to, I can't believe it. Has he done Pythagoras in there? He's done the sum of cubes. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Pythagoras concretely demonstrated. So, coming up is geometry, trigonometry, and other subjects. Amazing. Oh, there's a mention of Tasmania in there. Oh, the comparison of this is other states. It's pretty amazing to see where it goes. Geography, history, economics. Definition. Many faulty definition mathematics may be rectified by observation of certain arrangement of counters. That's beautiful. So this is extreme and a bit of a sobering thought and a bit of a redirected thought to go on. Okay, look, thanks a lot. And there's one more episode left for us to do. Thanks, and obviously it doesn't really bode into podcasting, but I will see if I can scan some of the more delicious diagrams in this book. Thanks a lot for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.